Champs do it similarly, play the position similarly?
Yeah, great speed. You know, they dare you to throw the underneath route because they'll pick it off every time, and they got the speed and to run down any ball thrown by the quarterback. And so you don't run across those guys very often.
How does Tony Scheffler look to you?
Tony came back. He's had a good two practices, and he just got to keep on working through his injury. It's healed. He just got to feel more comfortable with himself getting back in football shape, but looks like there's no problem with the leg.
How are you feeling about Brandon, the way he is looking as well?
Who's that?
Brandon Marshall.
Same thing with Brandon. You know, Brandon's healed, and, you know, he's going to have some scar tissue every once in a while, but he's been doing a great job working through it. He's going two practices a day, and he also has to get back in football shape, so this has helped him quite a bit.
Will we see them both Saturday night?
Yeah, you'll be able to see both of them Saturday night. You're going, aren't you? You're going,
right? I
might
show up, yeah.
Okay.
I might.
Mike, when you play a team on after you've practiced against them all week, how does it change from what you've seen in practice outside of the package?
It'd be pretty much the same. We're looking at, the basics. You know, we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. We're not going to game plan anything. We're just going to go out there and get a chance to watch our guys play. And, you know, that's part of the year where you're not at, you know, you want to win the game. You always want to win the game. And that's, but you also want to evaluate players. And we'll get a chance to see some of our, obviously, starters play as well as some of our second, third, and fourth teamers. And the ultimate goal at the end is get your team ready to play for the opener and also find the best 53 guys on your team as well as the practice squad.
Mike, the Cowboys have a running back by committee situation. Is that the way of the future, or are you a guy that likes to feature back?
I really don't care how the backs get the yardage. You know, people said we were, you know, two running back team last year, but we had well over 2,000 yards rushing. And I think that's what you want is production. And hopefully we'll get that, and hopefully Dallas will get that.
How do you keep the backs happy in that respect? Does it matter?
You know, I think you take a look at Jones and Barber. You got two guys that are very class players, both want the football, and I think it's very healthy. And you got two guys that are very productive, both in short yardage and obviously in long yard situations. So that's a good problem to have.
Have you had a chance to talk to Darren Williams' mom since you've been here, Coach?
She's going to come stop by today. I get a chance to talk to her today, and we had a number of players that talked to her, and obviously it's going to be a private situation for obvious reasons, but she will stop by today.
That does help in the healing process, you think, though, right?
Well, obviously, there's a number of people that are very close to Rosalind, and I won't go through the players, and they've had contact with her for for a year and a half, and they're going to get a chance to see her as well as myself.
Will she address the team, or will it be more just individual?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it'll stay between us for obvious reasons.
Will she be at practice at the hotel?
Pardon me?
Will it be here at the hotel?
Well, it'll be at the hotel.
Okay.
That means everybody will be at the hotel, right?
What have you thought of Jarvis Moss so far?
Well, Jarvis has been hurt the last couple days, and so he's kind of going through a healing process. But before he got hurt, he was looking extremely good, and hopefully he can pick up where he left off.
What are your expectations for him this year?
Like most rookies, you don't know until they actually go out there and do it. You know, obviously a first-round draft choice. You're hoping that he can help our football team win.
Mike, I know it's more than just individual battles, but how good is it, as good as your defensive backs are, how good is it for them to get to go against a guy like T.O. where the competitive juices flow a little more? Because you can see it out there. There's a little more energy between them.
Well, anytime you got two teams that practice against each other, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy. That's why we're here. The third week of camp, I think, personally, is the hardest to get your team going. But you practice 2 days against the Dallas Cowboys, and our players are ready to practice. I think their players are ready to practice. Not only going against a football team that obviously has a chance to do very well this year. It's a different type of scheme in offense and defense, so we're getting different looks. So I think it's a plus for both sides.